Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. A jury has convicted a man in the slayings of three young men whose bodies were found buried at a Bucks County farm in 2017. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Sean Kratz hung his head as the jury foreperson read that they had found him guilty of first and second degree murder and robbery in the death of Dean Finicaro, and then guilty of voluntary manslaughter in the deaths of Mark Sturgis and Tom Mayo. There will now be the second phase of the trial to decide if he should serve life in prison or if he should be given the death penalty.
The 22-year-old went to trial after rejecting an earlier plea deal. His cousin, Cosmo DiNardo, pleaded guilty and was sentenced to life in prison. Prosecutors say DiNardo lured the victims to his family's Solberry farm as part of a robbery plot. They say Kratz shot one man in the head and served as a lookout while DiNardo killed the others. Philadelphia's acting police commissioner is confident an arrest is coming soon in connection with the murder of a two-year-old boy found beaten to death in his Oxford Circle home this week.
It's pretty obvious to us that the child was murdered by somebody known to them.
Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter says she's never seen anything like this onslaught of violence against children. In the last month, seven have been murdered, two others critically hurt.
When you hear over and over again of abuse or murder at the hands of people charged with caring for them, it's just so hard to explain. I just can't fathom when children are so precious that people would take their lives.
Coulter's urging neighbors to be vigilant and to call police if they see anything they believe is wrong happening on their block. It's another delay for students at Ben Franklin High School and Science Leadership Academy, where asbestos was discovered. The Philadelphia School District says asbestos removal and construction on the building will last beyond the new year.
We had originally planned for a January 2nd reoccupancy. That will now be pushed back. And it's pushed back because there needs to be time to complete the additional work.
That's Superintendent William Height. He says a task force will meet December 13th to recommend a new date. Ben Franklin and SLA students have been out of their building since the beginning of October. Leaders in Trenton vow to use the lame duck session of the New Jersey legislature to adopt many of the criminal justice reform suggestions made by a panel approved but never used during the Chris Christie administration. Christie's successor, Governor Phil Murphy, activated it and gave a year to look into things. One issue that haunted him.
Our administration inherited a state where the disparity in incarceration rates among black and white individuals stood at a galling 12 to 1. I do not want our state to have the widest racial disparity in incarceration in America.
Some things like bail reform have already had an effect on that. The panel is recommending, among other things, slashing mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent crimes with an emphasis on drug offenses and applying those changes retroactively. A man who authorities say is a member of a South Jersey, Philadelphia crime family has been sentenced to nearly 13 years in prison. That's for possessing drugs and staging a robbery at a pawn shop. Salvatore Sam Piccolo must also pay $174,000 in restitution as part of his 150-month sentence. The 68-year-old Atlantic City man had pleaded guilty to drug distribution and wire fraud charges. Federal prosecutors say Piccolo distributed crystal meth to undercover FBI agents on three separate occasions. It happened between June and September 2017. He also admitted he and an accomplice conspired to commit insurance fraud in April 2014 by staging a robbery at a pawn shop in Union County. Well, you'll be able to hit the slopes this weekend at some Pennsylvania ski resorts thanks to the recent cold snap. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Jack Frost Big Boulder typically opens for the season the Friday after Thanksgiving. But because of the frigid temperatures, they're able to open this weekend.
We started making snow last week. The temperatures were prime for making snow.
That's the ski resort's Heather Schiffbauer. She says it's old school skiing this weekend.
They will have a hikeable park and then a park you can access by the lifts. And then the other slope will be for skiing and snowboarding with no features on it.
Other ski resorts starting the season early are Blue Mountain and Bear Creek. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.